At Metro, the best deal in wireless is on. Switch to Metro and get one full Amazon Prime membership included every month. Plus, get two free phones from top brands like Samsung and LG with huge HD screens. All with two lines for just $90. That's the best deal in wireless, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Requires port and an eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Limit 4 per account or household. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Critics agree Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, now playing.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. I am your host, the final hero head, and the liquid gamer himself. So it's summer, right? You know, it's pretty officially summer. We're actually, you know, feels like it's almost over. It's been not the best summer weather here in South Arcadia, but we get through it. So I figured for this little stretch to end the summer season, I'll be doing reviews and commentaries on things related to superheroes, since summer is full of superheroes, and in particular that on streaming services. So I'm going to start out first talking about Titans. So I know not all of you have a DC Universe subscription, but I think it's important to talk about this show just because, you know, it really was DC Universe's first show and first original, I guess you'd call it. And, you know, it was a lot of mixed feelings on the show, especially the very first few episodes. You didn't really know what they were doing and how they were tying everything in. You know, like, what is this version of the Teen Titans? Obviously, everybody's a little bit later in their life than we originally thought they were going to be. But Titans, originally, they were going to do a live-action Teen Titans show on TNT, but there was a lot of issues getting the rights to Dick Grayson, because without Dick Grayson, I mean, who are the Teen Titans? They're just a group of misfits. So, and he always brought order to the entire team, even with Teen Titans, the animated series and Teen Titans Go. I mean, he's still the leader of the team. So as far as reviews, Rotten Tomatoes, you have a 79% certified fresh approval rating with an average of 6.46 out of 10. And, you know, I'd give it a 6.5 out of 10 probably as well. Metacritic, we have 55 out of 100. Which is mixed, officially mixed reviews. We have a quote from Charlie Wrigley of comicbook.com, who wrote, and just to note, this is about Starfire, conveys so much wonder and intrigue with her subtle and genuine expressions, but there is a consistent fierceness and tenacity that is always lurking just beneath the surface. Okay. A lot of reviewers compared it to Riverdale. I'm assuming because of its tone. We have Meryl Barr, who wrote, quote, "A dark and gritty series very far removed from the image the Teen Titans have garnered through a variety of animated outings over the last decades." Well, whenever I read these reviews, it's, you know, none of these people have ever read a comic book, and if they have, it's been far too long. The Teen Titans in the comic book are very adult in nature. The comics deal with things that are extremely grown up. Yes, there are renditions of Teen Titans Animated and Teen Titans Go Animated that have gone to comics, but in general, even New 52 Teen Titans, I mean, it's not, it's a dark group. But DC has always been a company that has shined in the darkness, and I think the Teen Titans are an excellent example of that. And this show was an excellent example of that. I wish there was a little bit more in the budget for the special effects. It's a brand new show. They didn't know what kind of subscribership they were going to have with DC Universe. So, you know, they didn't want to put all their eggs into one basket. However, I cannot, for the life of me, I've looked everywhere trying to find what kind of numbers DC Universe subscribers have, like how many people are actually paying for this service. I know me, at least. I'm assuming a few people I know. But, you know, it's not like Netflix, and it's definitely not going to be like Disney's streaming service numbers, which, you know, was it a mistake? Should we have done Warner Brothers streaming service? I think we would have had a lot more content. Are we really putting us just in this bubble of comic book fans? Because, I mean, you're really limiting the amount of people. Now, granted, I do use my iPad for the comic books that they have available. There were a lot of complaints in the beginning. There were a lot of people that, you know, they gave us 12 issues. And 12 issues, you know, can go by pretty quick, especially when you take out the advertisements. And, you know, just looking at the paper in detail, people don't do that when they read it on a tablet. So, I'm a little worried. You know, I mean, Titans Season 2 is good, and, you know, that's in production. I think that the season, you know, was originally supposed to be 12 episodes, and ended up being 11. The 12th episode that was already filmed is actually going to be the Season 2 premiere. Was very nice. We did get a Batman cameo at the end of season one. We don't really know, you know, legality-wise, with Fox owning television rights. I'm not really sure how the contract pulls over to streaming service. But it was good. It was good to see a hint of Batman. I mean, I know he's not going to be in the show. I mean, that's what everybody wants. We want a legitimate Batman show, and we want a legitimate Superman show, and even a legitimate Aquaman or Wonder Woman show, but, you know, for some reason, whenever these shows come out, like, on the CW, the, you know, Arrow and stuff like that, it's never heavy hitters, it's always somebody a little lower on the totem, even though I think Flash is, very high in the totem, and we're going to have Batwoman coming out as well. You know, maybe if they would have had some sort of agreement, DC Universe, with the CW, that would have been nice. We saw recently that Sci-Fi is giving them some wiggle room with the second season of Krypton, which is good. But with Titans being their original, their first premiered, really, besides Young Justice, which we'll talk about later on in the month, it was a good first run. I mean, if you look at the original Netflix shows, the beginning, I mean, they had such a heavy budget, all of them, and they continue to do so. And it's hard to compare. I mean, it's very much apples to oranges. But, you know, as long as people become subscribers, I mean, that's going to help with their budgets. That's going to help make them create better shows, more shows, just more content, more everything. So we're really at a crossroads here. You know, do people want to pay $8 a month for unlimited access to a limited amount of comics? But they do change. Is it really that exciting of a show considering you didn't really have the Teen Titans meet up until, you know, the end? And then at the end, there was a little bit of infighting. I mean, where do you go? Where do you go from here? So, you know, I would suggest everyone subscribe to DC Universe. If not, I mean, I know a year is a big commitment. If anything, I would wait until maybe the second season of Titans, or which actually is going to be pretty far into 2020, probably. But it was a good show. I really think that DC Universe needs to take a look at some of their pacing, which I'll talk about in the Doom Patrol episode, which I'm going to do either next or, you know, after that. But it's, it's kind of a shame. I feel like the people that did watch it, you know, like if you look on Reddit and everything else, everybody's speaks pretty highly of it. The Facebook groups are phenomenal. A lot of great communication there. But is it enough? Is it enough to keep this going and to keep this afloat? I mean, it was a bold move. It was a bold move by Warner Brothers to create a streaming service specifically for the DC Universe. And, you know, I applaud them for that. I mean, I'm a huge DC guy. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I like Marvel and DC equally, because I don't. I don't. Marvel has great production value. A lot of characters that are similar to DC characters that were made first. But, you know, it's still comic book culture. So, I mean, I do love them both, but DC has always been more of my bread and butter, just because it's a little bit more sharp on the edges. So if you are a DC fan and you're not a subscriber to DC Universe, give it a shot. Do a month. Just do a month. You can watch every episode of Titans in a month. And you can watch every episode of Doom Patrol in a month. And you can get some Swamp Thing down. And even stream the entire Batman animated series. There's all kinds of pluses here. So, in closing, I thought that Titans was an excellent first run at doing an original TV show. The special effects, specifically on blood, could have been done a little better. It's kind of like when you watch a trauma movie and then you watch a Hollywood movie. You know, there's some distinct differences there in the special effects. And it's very noticeable as somebody who went to school for film myself, to see the After Effects quality of the blood. But it's a very minor thing. Starfire's special effects were phenomenal. And Raven's were hit or miss, you know, hit or miss. All the actors did a wonderful job. I mean, it deserves a second season, and it should really come into its own in season two. So I look forward to the next season. I look forward to next week talking to you about... Yeah, I think I'm going to talk about Doom Patrol. All right. So next week we'll talk about Doom Patrol. I'm going to get a little willy-nilly with the formatting, because this will be the end of season one here. Well, the season one of Meaningless Activity, and then we'll come back season two with pretty much no format. You know, when I originally did this show, not to get off topic, but when I originally did this show, I just wanted to do a nice little short, you know, 10-minute podcast where I just rant and rave and, you know, everything else. But, you know, we're going to bend the rules a little. It doesn't have to be exactly 10 minutes, you know. So, we're just gonna play it by ear. Play it by ear. I'll talk as long as I need to. If it's a big deal, I'll talk for a lot longer. If it's not a big deal, I'll talk 15 minutes. So anyway, next week we'll talk about Doom Patrol, which I think is a show that I'll probably be able to talk longer about. Just because I don't think a lot of people knew the source material. So therefore, they judged the show for no reason. You got to know what you're talking about if you're going to review something like Doom Patrol. All right, so anyway, until next week, thank you for listening. We do have the South Arcadia Facebook page, which you're welcome to visit. You can follow me on Twitter, at South Arcadia, which is a production that oversees Meaningless Activity, Liquid Gamer, Hero Heads, the whole shebang. But all those shows are available on this feed you're listening to now. So feel free to go back into the archives and listen to some classic shows. All right, so until next week, we'll see ya. Take it easy.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time, order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.